It's not like, well, here's this secret weapon and it's going to take get rid of all the anxiety in your life and all the burnout. It's like, no, it happens in these moments. And this is the exact tool that is so, so effective. The other day, I got a message from someone in regards to body scan meditation saying, I really struggle with this. I just can't feel my body.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced that? Like feeling disconnected from your body?
Yeah. You know, I get those messages too. And I relate because for many years, I was essentially a stranger to my body.
Mm.
And I think that's why body scan meditations are so powerful, and not just powerful, but important. So yeah, so I mean, I think that's something cool that we can talk about today.
So jumping into body scan for those who may be listening and have no idea what that is. They're like, what is this? Like when you go through the airport and you put your hands up and, you know, they scan your sort of, but with you're the one scanning, you know,
that's
you're
right.
The one, you're scanning your attention through various parts of the body one by one.
Yeah.
And just getting a sense, a felt sense of, hey, what's going on here? Like, what's happening in this area?
A teacher of mine, shout out to Chaz DiCapua. I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but once kind of highlighted what it's just like a little tidbit of what it's like to bring your attention to a certain part of your body. And he was talking about like how simple mindfulness is. And he was just like, just bring your attention right now to your left foot. Can you notice what your left foot feels like? And I was able to bring my attention to my left foot and notice like there was tingling there and all these different things. But had I never been prompted to do that, it's not something that I would have ever even thought to do.
Well, okay, so right now, just notice where your hands are placed.
Yeah.
Did you consciously put them there? Most likely not. Right? Our body's got a life of its own. It's just doing things. And we are in a different place from it most of the time, thinking about the future, thinking about unfinished business and conversations and what I'm going to eat for dinner and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
So I like this practice because it really requires you to reel all that in and go, oh my gosh, what is happening in my body? And you know what's funny? It's kind of like getting a massage where someone presses on you and you go, oh, I didn't even realize I was in pain in this part of my body. Like, what? What? Like, I didn't even know that sensation existed.
I feel like for people who have never done a body scan before, or for people who might be curious about it, that was probably the most frustrating thing about the beginning of my meditation journey, listening to teachers talk about bringing awareness into the body. And I just kind of couldn't do it at first. You know, it just was, the body was so far away from me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can talk about, you know, that idea of I think, therefore I am. So like the whole of our concept of what it means to be a being is wrapped up in the mind and in the brain.
But if you were to ask like a Tibetan monk, where is the brain?
They'd point to the solar
like
plexus
heart. The solar plexus, like right in the center of the body.
Yeah. For anybody who hears about a body scan or hears about like, you know, body work or coming into the body, noticing the body, and it's not immediately available.
Embodiment.
Embodiment. Oh my God. Let me tell you about a word that I just don't like. Embodiment. Because it's just, it triggers those days when I couldn't get into my body. Mm-hmm. And people talk about embodied practice and all sorts of stuff. I'm like, oh my God, please,
like, what
shut
does that
up.
Mean?
It's not that easy for everybody. It was so hard for me. So for anybody who is having who gets triggered by the word embodiment or embodied practice, or who gets triggered by talking about coming into the body, trust me, I totally get it. And I think just the inquiry of what's happening in my body, or just what's happening in my face right now. Mm-hmm. Just like, just that simple inquiry, not like I bring my attention to this just like what's happening. I think you'll always get a response when you ask that question. And so let me just ask you right now, Leah, to bring your attention into the body.
Okay.
Why don't you just bring your attention to how your head, neck, and shoulders feel right now and share what you notice.
So I think normally I wouldn't even speak out loud doing a body scan. So this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The head, neck, and shoulders. There's so much happening. Like right now I feel this, it's almost like someone's pushing a finger down on the top of my head, but I realize I can feel my headphones. If I really pay attention, I can feel my hair. Oh, that's kind of funny.
I don't know what that's like.
And sensations in my scalp, little tingling sensations. If I notice my forehead, I feel there's a little bit more tightness there than I recognized before. Makes me want to relax the space between my eyebrows. And then if I draw my attention down to my neck, I can tell I've been holding on to some tension and stress in the back of my neck, the base, and my shoulders. And that makes me want to just relax my shoulders down and lengthen the back of my neck a little bit, stretch. So many sensations.
I was right there with you. And I also noticed that as I was moving through my head, neck, and shoulders, that there was some tightness and some kind of pull in my shoulders that like was asking to be relaxed more. But if I didn't bring my attention to it, I probably would have just held that tension for an unknown period of time.
It's like a muscle that we're building to become more connected and aware of the body and to be more in tune with what's going on in my body at all times helps me with my emotional intelligence because, you know, emotions are living in the body.
Definitely.
It is the felt sense that's happening in the body. Our mood is mind and body all together. And so the more I can be aware of my emotions, the more I can be aware of my mood, the more I can be aware of what thoughts are going through my head versus just being so in it that I'm not unaware of it.
Yeah.
Is like what true mindfulness is all about, right? It's taking ownership of what do I need? What can I let go of? What is actually mine and what's not? And how can I thrive the most?
Yeah, you know, we've brought up this phrase a few times on the show. It's a beautiful phrase. Our issues are in our tissues.
Mm-hmm.
I was on my way to a meeting today, very important meeting, and I was already running a little bit late. And then, bam, GPS extended my arrival time by 15 minutes. So there was like a 15-minute delay and I was already late. So I just started to feel this deep discomfort like all over. And one thing that I noticed from doing this practice over and over again was how tightly I was holding on to the steering wheel and that it really felt uncomfortable and that I was having a bunch of thoughts about like, oh, this person's going to think this way about me that I'm late and this is so important and I can't, and like, what's the rest of my day going to look like? So I was building all these stories and, but what, where it was really showing up with was with how tightly I was gripping the steering wheel, how shallow my breathing had become, how tense I was starting to feel in my shoulders.
We can get like tighten our jaw and
clench.
And
with a skill like practicing body scans, just checking in with the body, that skill just showed up for me, you know, unprompted. It was like, what's happening in my body right now? There's a story that I'm making up in my mind. I'm feeling it in my body, and it's making this experience that I have no control over suck even more. Now, if I carry how I'm feeling into this meeting, then the whole thing could just be a wash. So let me just take care of what I can take care of right now and relax.
Yeah, because it's in those moment by moment experiences that actually, you know, people come and they're like, I want to prevent anxiety in my life and I want to prevent burnout and depression and stress. It's like these sweeping big things, right?
Yeah.
But it happens in the moment by moment experience. It's not like, well, here's this secret weapon and it's going to get rid of all the anxiety in your life and all the burnout. It's like, no, it happens in these moments. And this is the exact tool that is so, so effective in overcoming and preventing burnout and anxiety and stress and depression because it brings so much awareness to where it's being held in our body and invites an action in that moment to ask ourselves what we need, to be aware of what's triggering us, to realize where I'm holding on to tension and stress and let it go, and to invite more relaxation and ease in that relaxation response that comes when we bring our attention through the body. That has so many health benefits.
It's an interesting metaphor, but like Bruce Lee once said, I'm paraphrasing here, that you're going to get hit no matter what. So if you are tense, then you're going to get injured.
So every Kung Fu man is trying to do that, to be soft like water and flexible and adapt itself to the opponent.
So life is going to hit you no matter what. You know, you're going to get hit with a traffic jam. You're going to get hit with stuff all the time. But if we are holding a bunch of tension, that's when we lose all of our energy. We get sapped. We get burnt out. That's when we get injured. And a body scan can give us that sense of care. I think that's what we're really doing when we practice a body scan. It's just like, let me just check in and care for myself right now. You know, what's the best way that I can care for myself in this moment?
True. It's care. And it's also sometimes just the simple act of bringing attention to a specific part of the body releases the tension that we're holding on to there, because we want to heal. The body wants to heal. It's natural for us to go, oh, I'm tense here, and then relax the shoulders. Mm. It's not like, oh, I need to hold on to this tension. Obviously, we can see what's off and what needs more balance and what needs more release. When you just said that, that reminded me of something, you know, about like tornadoes. There's, especially in the middle of the United States, there's like tornado country.
Yeah.
I once heard that there was a man who got caught up in a tornado. There'd be like no chance this guy would make it, right?
Yeah.
But somehow he ended up really, really far away from where the tornado picked him up, unscathed, basically, like with very little, maybe just some minor like scrapes and stuff, but no major problems. And they realized it's because he had become unconscious, like almost immediately something had smacked him and he'd become unconscious. So he was limp his whole time. His body was limp the whole time. This like tornado was just taking him around. He wasn't like in this tornado stressed, intense, and going, and like tightening his body, which is what our normal reaction would want to be when we're bracing ourselves for impact, like what Bruce Lee said.
Yeah.
How can I be more like that in my life? Like,
unconscious
going through life and limp, but like, how can I let go of trying to brace myself? And this is like an active thing that I have to work through too as a meditation teacher still.
Yeah, still.
So this is just good inspiration and reminder to how important body scans are, because I've been doing this for years and I feel it's been so helpful. But even in this moment, I see how it doesn't have to be like a long, although we do have guided experiences in the Balance app, Foundations 1 and the Pain single, and of course the Body Scan single, where you can actually listen to us guide you through it. But even to just go through like what's happening in my face right now, like you said, is good.
Right.
And it really develops your interoception, your ability to, it's like the kind of the scientific word.
Say this word again.
Interoception.
I love this word.
The ability to feel what's going on in your body and to move your attention and awareness so specifically, like almost like a laser ball of light through your body, and to feel like what's going on here. It's a skill set, and it's something that body scan meditation is scientifically shown to improve within just a few times of practicing and within several weeks. And that's really, really important for us to be able to have that mind-body connection like that, to be aware of what's going on, as we've talked about.
It's kind of like almost an automatic thing that I do now, like that, you know, when I first sit in meditation, I kind of just sit and feel my body. Before I start noticing my breath or anything like that, I'll just sit and just feel the hell out of my body. But I used to not be able to do it at all. And it took getting through the kind of like shame of like, I can't feel my body. What the hell is that? Mm. Like, okay, well, if I can't feel my whole body, like what's happening in my hands, just wherever it might be more accessible. So because I went 20 years of my life without ever actually noticing what was happening in my body, I try to bring this up to my kids. Like when they're going to bed at night, we'll do like a very simple bulk body scan, you know, of just a relaxation. Like, okay, like let's just relax, you know, head, neck, shoulders, arms, you know, noticing your chest and noticing your tummy and your back, and just feeling how that feels. And you can just gently let those parts relax, and then noticing your legs and your feet. And, you know, it's very quick. And I don't do this with them all the time because sometimes they'll just roll their eyes and be like, oh, daddy. But but especially when I know they've had a tense day, especially when I know they've been through a lot.
Yeah, training them really early on to be aware of their body can only help them so much in the long run to be able to regulate themselves ultimately. And I know that you're a big part of creating those family and kids meditations on the Balance app. And there's like these fun, playful ways of noticing your body. Like, oh, I pretend my hands are flowers and I open up the petals and then I close the petals. And you start to really help kids develop their sense of awareness of their bodies through play, which I think is good too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to have this antagonistic relationship with our bodies. You know, they're, as a matter of fact, you brought up that most of the time, the body's just asking for attention, you know, and it's just like a kid that's like throwing a tantrum. This is like, you just, what it really wants is attention, you know?
Yeah, and what we really got to bring is compassion.
Yes,
and
realize, loving like, attention.
When my child's throwing a tantrum, it's because he's struggling.
Yeah.
And not because he's a bad kid.
Yeah.
So instead of having a judgmental perspective, I can bring some compassion and ask him, what do you need? And like, well, what's really going on here? And I think that bringing that same attitude towards the body is important.
Totally agree.
Well, I'm inspired to go do a body scan meditation now.
I am too. And I think it's something that, you know, you can do it formally or informally. I tend to do my body scans a lot informally as well. So yeah, as you're just moving through your day, simple inquiry, what's happening in my body right now? What do I notice most in my body right now? What I notice most in my body right now is that I am hungry. Stomach is empty. So it's gonna be,
well, I have a warm feeling in my chest after having this conversation. So thank you, Fosu, and thank you for joining us, for listening in and participating. No, you probably couldn't help but participate in this, so thank you for that.
Yeah. And if you're looking for guided meditations that'll teach you about body scans and a bunch of other meditation techniques, come and find me and Leia in the Balance app. We personalize every meditation for your specific goals, whether it's relaxation or managing stress and anxiety or sleeping better or just becoming more self-aware. So this is an invitation right now to download the app if you haven't already. We've got a link in the show notes and cannot wait to meditate with you there.
Take care, have fun, and sleep well with a body scan.
Don't forget to be kind to yourself. Take care. Peace.
That description of holding the steering wheel tight made me think about in when I play paddle tennis, because I'm getting really into that, how I'm like new, so I'm get like nervous and I get really excited and I grip the paddle so tight and I'm like, oh
yeah,
I don't need to do that.